Good afternoon, Dave Schrader in for Chad. What a weird, weird world we live in. Dave Harrigan.
Go on.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Politics eludes me. I'm just being honest with you. The whole concept and all of the things that go on behind it elude me. I don't understand decisions that are made. I don't understand how we hold one certain group to a standard we don't seem to want to hold the other group to. I've sat back and watched for years, listening to friends tear each other apart, family members shred each other over their choices in political backing. And as we get closer and closer to the election, I sat back, I watched, I have many different groups of friends around the United States. And I thought, you know what I'd really like is an insight, because I'll admit, maybe I'm missing something about former President Trump that I just don't get, aside from all of the negativity, which I think it's fair to say we could dig out a whole bunch of skeletons from everybody's closet in the political world. And if you look back at our politics and our presidents, we've had some pretty shady characters, especially beloved shady characters that have been in office, right? But we look back at them with kindness and love and empathy. There are still the people that shake their fist and say, but, and that should be a part of the case, right? But so I thought, all right, I can't just take my feelings and count them as fact. I don't like things that Donald Trump has said. I don't like the way he represents. I don't like the way he mocks. But maybe there's something bigger. Maybe in the political environment, if I can get over the hump of his personality as abrasive, maybe I can see the good that he's doing in the world. And so I talked to a few different friends that are big Trump supporters. And I had to be very selective, because you can't just ask any Trump supporter why. What's the allure behind it? Because most of the Trump supporters that I've tried to have conversations with over the last 4 years have gone horribly wrong. Horribly wrong. And it's not even me attacking or going for the jugular. It's simply questioning and trying to get an overview of what it is that people see in regards to this. And I encourage people, feel free to call in, be a part of the show on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. We are known for Minnesota Nice. Call in, share insights with me. Tell me, without needing to be abrasive and aggressive and pointing fingers, I don't want the yeah buts today. If I say, well, you know, our president was just caught in over 162 lies in one address to our country. Yeah, but we can't dismiss that reality, that fact, because Kamala Harris doesn't like dogs. That's not true. I'm just putting that point out there, right? It's not a yeah, but situation. It's a what are the facts regarding these situations? So I broke down. I asked a few friends and I got some really telling information. And then on top of it, to see an article come out today, this was pretty interesting, right? Ann Coulter said she will vote for former President Trump in November, despite thinking he's an awful, awful person. She's chosen to support former Trump because of his pick of Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio as his running mate. The conservative media pundit has mostly sworn off Trump and urged on his rivals in the 2024 primary election, but told C-SPAN's Washington Journal on Sunday that she will still give him her vote. Right? He's an awful, awful person, but he still has my backing. Donald Trump, because if he loses, he will be running again in 4 years, and then he will have lost four successive elections for us, she said when asked who she is voting for. That's an interesting way to look at it. Let's just get him in so that we can get him in and get him out is kind of the vibe of that sentence. Am I maybe misreading that?
No, I mean, I guess it makes sense. If you think this is going to be the once and for all where the Republican Party says, okay, we have to move on from Trumpism, from MAGA, from, you know, this being the way we push forward in our party.
Let's just vote him in, get over the next 4 years. That doesn't seem like the American way either.
No.
I don't know. I'm starting to. I don't know if I know what the American way is anymore. And I don't mean that to sound dejected or broken, but I don't know how. I don't know what we're expected to know or understand anymore. There's so much smoke and mirrors, so many shell games taking place constantly, taking one sentence out of context on both sides of the party that is then pushed out as a headline. And people get their information in these snippets, these headlines on social media. And all it is saying, you know, Trump hates cats. How can you trust a man that doesn't like cats? When he might have been asked, what do you prefer more, dogs or cats? I'm a dog guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's infuriate the cat people.
Yeah,
right.
Let's rile them up with a headline.
Let's rile them up where he didn't put down cats. He did, right? And again, I'm just giving examples. I'm trying to come up with the most innocuous, banal statements. Right.
There's a lot of cat people out there that you just
very
really
aware. You're looking at one. I've got five. Crazy. But I also have a lot of children, so everybody has to have a cat, Dad. You know, it's always these moments that are taken out of time and place, or splitting hairs over a word. And we'll talk a little bit about that later, too, because being the father of somebody that's serving in our military forces right now in the Army, a father of a former Navy, being the son of Army and a Navy great uncle, and, you know, my grandfather served in the Army. He was a paratrooper in World War II. I'm very proud of our country. I don't like false claims and false accusations that are cast towards people. Let's check it out. If somebody's stealing valor, if somebody's representing themselves as something that they are not, then let's break that down and talk about it. But it seems that even in those cases, we're going to twist and manipulate. When what does that have to do with the bigger scope of things? Why can we overlook one man's comments and misguided attempts to reformulate the truth, but in grandiose ways, but then overlook when somebody may have misstepped by saying one word off instead of looking at the ideal of what they were trying to represent? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange. We need to take a quick break. We'll come back. I think we've got a caller online, and I'd love to hear from you as well. You can hit me up on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line 651-461-9226. In for Chad, I'm Dave Schrader here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back to the program. Dave Schrader in for Chad. We've got some texts, calls coming in on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. I'd said that I'd ask some friends about their beliefs in why Donald Trump. And what I was surprised by was the responses from people I respect and I like and are intelligent business owners and active parts of their community. And one answer came in that I thought was an interesting tell. I do a lot of conventions, not political conventions, but a lot of conventions. I'm around a lot of people that I see throughout the year. And I asked, why Donald Trump? And she said, it's like being at a convention with you. I know you, I trust you, and I know if something bad happens, you'll step in and try to make it better. It's like a big brother. I feel that sense of security. That I can understand from somebody. But I said, what specifically? And there was no real answer to that. Just the fact that they felt safer having Donald Trump as the president. And then I did ask a series of questions, and I was kind of getting the same answers across the board. I said, but why do we hold certain people and certain things to standards that we don't hold the highest position in our country? And they're like, what? And I said, well, a perfect example, going back to the time when Donald Trump, they released the audio from Extra, I think it was, right? And the host and Donald were in the bus, and as they're talking, Donald makes
Billy Bush.
Comments. Right. Billy Bush ends up getting fired. Not for stating the things that Donald Trump said, but for just kind of, oh, yeah, going along, because you are with one of the most powerful men in the country at that time, and you're trying to get an interview, and you know that this man is volatile, and if you disagree or upset him, your interview's done, which is going to affect and impact your job. So you go along. Billy is fired, and Donald Trump becomes president, and he's the one that made the statements. And there's no doubt about it. They're recorded statements that everybody agreed were said by Donald Trump.
It's locker room talk.
Right. So right. Should we allow that? Because, well, that wasn't meant to be broadcast. We all say things behind closed doors. Well, I think it's important when you look at the elements of who it is that's representing our country. Now, does that mean that we all can't make mistakes and say things stupidly? Right. I mean, I grew up in a culture in the 80s when you'd call each other gay slurs, not meaning it in the sense of what we look at it in now. You know, the word retarded was used liberally on TV, in movies, in songs, in conversation with people. That word seems to get the same ire and anger that using the N-word does nowadays. And even though it may be used in the proper context of what the word is. So it's just fascinating to me to see how things shift and we learn and we adapt and we change, but then we'll accept it from you, but not so much from you, right? It's mind-boggling. I said, who do we have that would like to call in politely? Let's just have a conversation. Wendy was the first to make this attempt to pop on with me. Wendy, welcome to the show, and thank you for calling in today.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. So give me some insight. You know, when we look at the totality of the stories and the claims and the things that have been proven about Donald Trump, what is it that keeps your interest and belief in him as this is the guy I want to lead us into the next 4 years, into the future?
I'll be totally upfront, and I agree with you on some things. It's the conservative values. It's the conservative political stance that I agree with 100%. I get upset with the Donald when he uses words like the best ever and greatest and yada, yada, yada. You know, that kind of thing. I wish he would say more like we had a great economy, not the greatest ever economy. You know, that kind of thing. So I get upset with him. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. I get upset with him when he over-exaggerates some of those things. And yet, the left and the press does not present him the way he really is. They take everything out of context, such as the good people on both sides comment, the it'll be a bloodbath. They take it out of context. When you listen to the 10 sentences before and after, you understand exactly what he meant. So, but the conservative values that I agree with are lower taxes, priorities in education should be on reading, writing, and math, not the rest of the stuff, that church is important, that community is important. I am a populist. I don't believe in a certain number of people dictating to us who is going to be president, you know, by how they chose their nominee this year, especially. They say that Republicans are not democratic, and yet they censor free speech. They censor the social media from conservative views. The things that the Democrat Party has done is the least democratic, even within their own party, the way they chose their nominee. So I believe that you know, we're not a basket of deplorables. We're reasonable people that believe in conservative political policies. So right.
And that I can respect that you I can respect that you have that sense and feel for that aspect of the presidential candidate. And I like the fact that you're honest with the fact that, hey, I don't like when he says things like this. Truthfully, the parts that don't bother me is we're the greatest. We're the strongest. I believe in the fake it till you make it concept. I think if you're representing my country, I don't want a guy who waffles. I don't mind a guy who goes out and says, we are the best country. We deserve. Yeah, we have our flaws, and maybe we need to address that more often. So I don't mind that element of his bluster, but it's the consistent inability to remain knowledgeable about the things he should know. Instead of going off the cuff and thinking he has the right information and giving misleading statements and comments. And I know what you said. Well, they're taking it out of context. But the problem we have here, and I don't know where you sit on this, Wendy, when you're watching a TV program, in all honesty, when you're watching a TV program, how much of the TV program are you focusing on and how much are you focusing on your phone?
No, I'm focusing on the TV program.
Okay.
Unless it's one my husband put on that I'm bored with, then I'll focus on my phone.
Okay, good. But I think you and I can agree that most people, and this is how TV is made now, they call it, this show needs to be more two-screen. And what two-screen means is this is too intelligent for the general audience because they're not paying attention all the time. And if you talk too much here.
Do you mind if I interrupt you?
Sure.
If for just a second, because I'm afraid I'm going to lose my battery.
Okay.
I want to make one point.
Okay.
Okay. What bothers me about the other party is that in order to get elected, they say one thing. And as soon as they're in office, they do another. Walz is a perfect, perfect example of that. So is Kamala. So the, like she, you know, she said that she's against fracking. She wants to abolish ICE. You know, I watch all of her old tapes. So she has said it. I know it's a fact. Now she refuses to go in front of the press. And now she has people leaking that, oh, she's changed her mind on that. Have you changed your mind? Is that a fact? And how, why did you change your mind? So, but nobody will hold her accountable. She's hiding, and that is undemocratic. It's another thing that's undemocratic. Walz said when he ran that he was going to give back the surplus to people, $2,000 a person. He gave $400 and some to just some of the essential workers, and it turned out 40% of that was fraud. He governs so far from the left in the state of Minnesota that we do, now I'm a conservative that is pro-choice, but with limitations. And I don't mean only rape and incest. I've got 11 granddaughters, and I don't want some bureaucrat to say what happens to their life if they make a mistake or get, God forbid, got raped. So I am pro-choice, but with limitations. I'm against abortion up to 36 weeks. The bill he signed said that if for someone to perform an abortion, they don't even have to be licensed in the state of Minnesota. It's the gender thing. I have an autistic grandson and an adopted granddaughter that was terribly abused before our family got her. We are giving them all the therapy they can. A lot of these trans kids are autistic or they've been sexually abused. Under Walz's bill, which I'm afraid will go federal if those two get in, it says that if you're for therapy for a teen going through these problems, if you're for therapy and not medicalization, that the state of Minnesota has the right to take custody of your child and do this medicalization under the taxpayer dollar. So there's such radical leftist policies that both Harris and Walz support, and evidenced by bills that they have signed. Many, Kamala, when she did the deciding vote, and Walz, when he signed the bills from the trifecta that we have in Minnesota. It's those things are very, very frightening to me. But
all right. Well, we got to do this. We are up against the break, Wendy. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your insights. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing it. We do appreciate that. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We've got more calls, more texts, and more discussions that need to be had right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back to the show. Chad is off. Dave Schrader filling in. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of the program with us today. Again, we do have the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line open, 651-461-9226. So let me rephrase how I want to do this, Dave Harrigan. I'd like to have a conversation where I'm allowed to be a part of that conversation with guests. If you feel that your phone might drop out, make a point and let's address that and then move on. Wendy, I appreciate the steam you brought to the party. But now this is where I'm going to encourage people that heard things that might have infuriated them. Either way, go check out this podcast, this episode, the podcast of the episode right after the show today. Take down the points of interest that she brought up. And then go challenge them for yourself. Start doing the research behind it. Because if you don't trust mainstream media, because media is lying to you, where are people like Wendy getting their information? What are the facts? What are misinformation? And I'm not putting any of that onus on Wendy, but you need to challenge it. You need to question these things. Well, Dave, you're the host. You need to challenge. Obviously, I can't sit here and bluster through typing it 250, you know, words a second in order to pull up all the information to debate, and was not so much allowed into that conversation as I got to be a part of listening to somebody talk. If you have something you want to weigh in on, feel free, give me a call. We'll talk about it. The point I was making, though, was talking to people that have an interest in this. They don't have faith in our media. They don't have faith in the news sources. And you brought up an excellent point during the break, Dave. You said, then where are we getting the information? Where are the ardent Trump supporters or Harris supporters getting their information? And if you are looking for information to back your thoughts and you Google your thoughts and then hit enter, you're probably going to find people that just support your version of the story that you've continued to hear for years, right?
Yeah.
And it's important then to push back and look deeper into the rhetoric, try to actually find some of these points and see what was really said, what was really done, how things happen, right? I mean, bless your heart, Wendy made it sound like, you know, executive orders reign. Presidents can just make laws willy-nilly and push them through. Congress still has to be involved. There are many different elements. So that means many people have to be involved in these decisions that are being made. And unfortunately, in the context of the world that we live in right now, bipartisanship is tough, right? You have two opposing forces, two different ends of a magnet that when you try to bring together, push and repel one another. And instead of looking at what's best for America, what's best for our future, what's best for our government, we just want what's best for our beliefs, our party. And we overlook the things that maybe make sense on the other side. Coming together, having conjunction and having these teams sounds utopian, but that's where we need to be. That should be the focus on these things. When we're having debates, the debate should not be about what I did, what I said, but about the politics of the moment. What is it that we're talking about? If the rights right now we're discussing are abortion rights, President Trump, what are your thoughts? Boom. Right? Vice President Harris, what are your thoughts? Not who golfs better. Not what they did 12 years ago in the great ham sandwich debate. What is your thought on these topics? And why are we allowing our candidates to evade questions that we, the people, have found important to discuss? Why are we allowing them to run roughshod over us, both sides, and give us the answers to other questions that weren't asked? Right? There's pattern interrupt. You know, that's something that they teach you when you're having thoughts that are maybe disruptive, right? If you start going down a wormhole for yourself, stopping yourself and changing it, do something. So, you know, whether it's a sip of water, a slap in the face with an ice pack or something to change that pattern and then give your brain a chance to buffer and catch up. That's an important element to this too. And I don't think anybody takes the time to really, really research. And just going to your political party's website is not really researching the points, because you're going to hear what you want to hear because they're spouting what you want to hear. But there may be real problems with the issues on both sides that we have to be aware of. And why can't we adopt things that make sense across both sides? She brought up that Kamala Harris was against this, was against that, and now she's for it. Well, that shows that she flip-flops. And, well, isn't that what we should do as we evolve as humans? Shouldn't we maybe make decisions in our youth that we change as an adult because we've learned more about the policies behind what makes this happen, or learn about the deeper, more maybe destructive nature of what we once supported? Because at that time, we didn't realize that it was going to cause this problem. Now we have better information. So I've changed my stance on fracking. I've changed my stance on abortion. I've changed my stance on school policies. And that's how we should always be. I don't think I want a politician who never learns, who never evolves or sees, oh, listen, we used to do this. We really can't do that anymore because look what that did. That devalued part of our population, right? When you were not, and this is not so long ago, man, think about this. Within the last 100 years, if you were a widow and couldn't support you and your children, sometimes you were put in the local asylum with your children, alongside actual criminals and mentally disturbed people, because there was no place for you in society, not in proper society. And that's not me making that up. That's real fact, right? We don't do that anymore now because we realize, oh, that's
poor choice.
That's horrible.
Yes.
How could we make those choices, right? We evolve. We learn. We take what we had from the past. We see the glaring, obvious mistakes, and we shuffle, and we go forward. I like this. This listener says, I think the debate should be held in Jeopardy format. I'd be interested to see how that goes. What about executive power that Biden used? Unbelievable topic. Get decent interest for topics. Political is overwhelming. Stop, WCCO. No. For God's sakes, we're 3 months away from something that can change how our government and our country is run. This is when we talk about it. What do? Wait until afterwards and then whine and moan about the decisions? Well, why didn't you bring it up to begin with? If you feel so strongly about it, you should have said it to begin. Well, when we talk about it, I don't want to hear it. All this good blah, blah, blah. Then turn the channel. Stop being a baby. For God's sakes, this is important conversations that you have about the country. Welcome back to the show. Chad is off. Dave Schrader filling in. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of the program with us today. Again, we do have the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line open, 651-461-9226. So let me rephrase how I want to do this, Dave Harrigan. I'd like to have a conversation where I'm allowed to be a part of that conversation with guests. If you feel that your phone might drop out, make a point and let's address that and then move on. Wendy, I appreciate the steam you brought to the party. But now this is where I'm going to encourage people that heard things that might have infuriated them. Either way, go check out this podcast, this episode, the podcast of the episode right after the show today. Take down the points of interest that she brought up. And then go challenge them for yourself. Start doing the research behind it. Because if you don't trust mainstream media, because media is lying to you, where are people like Wendy getting their information? What are the facts? What are misinformation? And I'm not putting any of that onus on Wendy, but you need to challenge it. You need to question these things. Well, Dave, you're the host. You need to challenge. Obviously, I can't sit here and bluster through typing it 250, you know, words a second in order to pull up all the information to debate, and was not so much allowed into that conversation as I got to be a part of listening to somebody talk. If you have something you want to weigh in on, feel free. Give me a call. We'll talk about it. The point I was making, though, was talking to people that have an interest in this. They don't have faith in our media. They don't have faith in the news sources. And you brought up an excellent point during the break, Dave. You said, then where are we getting the information? Where are the ardent Trump supporters or Harris supporters getting their information? And if you are looking for information to back your thoughts and you Google your thoughts and then hit enter, you're probably going to find people that just support your version of the story that you've continued to hear for years, right?
Yeah.
And it's important then to push back and look deeper into the rhetoric, try to actually find some of these points and see what was really said, what was really done, how things happen, right? I mean, bless her heart, Wendy made it sound like, you know, executive orders reign. Presidents can just make laws willy-nilly and push them through. Congress still has to be involved. There are many different elements. So that means many people have to be involved in these decisions that are being made. And unfortunately, in the context of the world that we live in right now, bipartisanship is tough. Right? You have two opposing forces, two different ends of a magnet that when you try to bring together, push and repel one another. And instead of looking at what's best for America, what's best for our future, what's best for our government, we just want what's best for our beliefs, our party. And we overlook the things that maybe make sense on the other side. Coming together, having conjunction and having these teams sounds utopian, but that's where we need to be. That should be the focus on these things. When we're having debates, the debate should not be about what I did, what I said, but about the politics of the moment. What is it that we're talking about? If the rights right now we're discussing are abortion rights, President Trump, what are your thoughts? Boom, right? Vice President Harris, what are your thoughts? Not who golfs better. Not what they did 12 years ago in the great ham sandwich debate. What is your thought on these topics? And why are we allowing our candidates to evade questions that we, the people, have found important to discuss? Why are we allowing them to run roughshod over us, both sides, and give us the answers to other questions that weren't asked? Right? there's pattern interrupt. You know, that's something that they teach you when you're having thoughts that are maybe disruptive, right? If you start going down a wormhole for yourself, stopping yourself and changing it, do something. So, you know, whether it's a sip of water, a slap in the face with an ice pack or something to change that pattern and then give your brain a chance to buffer and catch up. That's an important element to this, too. And I don't think anybody takes the time to really, really research. And just going to your political party's website is not really researching the points, because you're going to hear what you want to hear because they're spouting what you want to hear. But there may be real problems with the issues on both sides that we have to be aware of. And why can't we adopt things that make sense across both sides? She brought up that Kamala Harris was against this, was against that, and now she's, you know, now she's for it. Well, that shows that she flip-flops. And, well, isn't that what we should do as we evolve as humans? Shouldn't we maybe make decisions in our youth that we change as an adult because we've learned more about the policies behind what makes this happen, or learn about the deeper, more maybe destructive nature of what we once supported? Because at that time, we didn't realize that it was going to cause this problem. Now we have better information. So I've changed my stance on fracking. I've changed my stance on abortion. I've changed my stance on school policies. And that's how we should always be. I don't think I want a politician who never learns, who never evolves or sees, oh, listen, we used to do this. We really can't do that anymore because look what that did. That devalued part of our population. Right? When you were not, and this is not so long ago, man, think about this. Within the last 100 years, if you were a widow and couldn't support you and your children, sometimes you were put in the local asylum with your children alongside actual criminals and mentally disturbed people because there was no place for you in society, not in proper society. And that's not me making that up. That's real fact, right? We don't do that anymore now because we realize, oh, that's
poor choice.
That's horrible.
Yes.
How could we make those choices, right? We evolve. We learn. We take what we had from the past. We see the glaring, obvious mistakes, and we shuffle, and we go forward. I like this. This listener says, I think the debate should be held in Jeopardy format. I'd be interested to see how that goes. What about executive power that Biden used? Unbelievable topic. Get decent interest for topics. Political is overwhelming. Stop, WCCO. No. For God's sakes, we're 3 months away from something that can change how our government and our country is run. This is when we talk about it. What do? Wait until afterwards and then whine and moan about the decisions? Well, why didn't you bring it up to begin with? If you feel so strongly about it, you should have said it to begin. Well, when we talk about it, I don't want to hear it. All this good blah, blah, blah. Turn the channel. Stop being a baby. For God's sakes, this is important conversations that you have about the country and about the people that you love and about the way you want to see the future unfold. And you don't wait until afterwards to discuss the car wreck. You put up a stop sign to stop the car wreck. You want to be proactive. You want to have discussions where we can make a difference now before bad things happen. And I'm not taking a side either way in this political deal because I don't know enough about Harris and Walls as to if they are my answer. But I can tell you, I know Trump is not my answer. So in that side, I will say he is not. From everything I have done and researched and looked into and read policies and gone back through, he's not my guy. And that's okay. Remember a time when we used to be able to have a guy and then still go out and have dinner afterwards?
Those are good days.
Play a game of poker, maybe head on down and have some wings at Hooters. Mm. And the only thing on our minds at that moment really was, what are the Vikes going to do this weekend? Not hatred and derision and anger. So just because he's not my guy doesn't mean I'm a bad guy. It just means that I don't like the way that he represents our country. I don't like the things that he says that are destructive, mocking handicapped people, mocking people of color and races, and lumping and broad stroking people into ways and into conversations that don't make sense because he thinks it does. When you are standing there and addressing black media and have so far out of touch that you don't realize the things you're saying are offensive, somebody needs to curtail that. You may have a lot of great pluses, But my God, if you can't get out of your own way in saying stupid things, I would so much more appreciate Donald Trump if he just came in and said, geez, I don't know. That sounds like something we really should dig into and find out more. Out of curiosity, Dave Harrigan, how do you feel about that? What should we do? Let me look into that. Wouldn't that be an answer that would be so much better than just bluster and talk about how you're the best and you're going to get figured out without any actual detailing of how that's going to take place?
There'd be some refreshingness to it, but yeah. That's not the Trump playbook, and that's not the playbook for so many, specifically in politics, of you have to know the answer. You are the best. You are number one, and there is no room for anything else.
Right.
There's no room for admitting you're wrong. There's no room for admitting you perhaps made a mistake that – you know, your policy perhaps wasn't thought through as well as it should have been.
You're doing just what you told the audience not to do, to disagree with Trump because of his personality. But you're not taking policy and what you disagree with, his policies. I don't understand the way this is typed up. I get your point. But it's not his personality that I'm judging. It's the way that he represents our country that I'm judging. When you're a buffoon making buffoon comments, that's not about personality. That's about representation, right?
It's both. But yeah.
Right. I mean, but
the personality is the personality that is representing our country
exactly.
to the rest of the world.
When you're getting
when they
there.
Think America and they think American politics, the first thing they will think of is that man.
Right.
They will think Donald Trump and what he says and what he does.
Do you think Trump should use an inner city accent like Kamala when addressing a black audience? Yeah, I do. I think Donald Trump definitely should do that. I really think he should. Because you know what? He couldn't be more dumb by doing that. You know? My God. This is your fight? Do you think Trump should use it? You know what? Maybe Kamala Harris has friends and has grown up in that society where she can sling around in the conversations and joke about and have an urban slant to your conversation. And it's not demeaning or demoralizing. And it is. I have friends that live in Minnesota. You couldn't tell that they grew up in Georgia. But the minute they're around their family, they start talking like their family. They got the same
yes.
affectations and slants to their conversation. And it's just the way it is.
It was the viral video that went crazy just 2-3 weeks ago when Barack Obama was meeting with the U.S. basketball team before they went to the Olympics. And there's, you know, LeBron, he's giving him the handshake and the bro hug. Same thing to other black players on the team. And then there's Steve Kerr, the coach. Gives him a nice handshake. You know, we laughed about it because it was funny.
Yeah, right. And he was in the moment, relaxed, being human.
Yes.
Having fun. And you know what? I don't mind that. It sure looked a lot more fun watching Kamala and Tim Walz address people and their constituents instead of fist pumping and screaming and bluster, right?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's But again, I want to understand. I really want. And if you can make a point and they're saying, well, you said you disagree with Trump's policies. Which ones? Generally curious. Trump is in your face, New Yorker. That's why people love him. 72 million people voted for him. Great. So he's in your face. But if he's in your face spouting inaccuracies, spouting ignorances, telling you that all the people coming into our country are rapists and murderers. That is not correct.
I think they are, actually. It's been proven.
Has it?
Every single one.
Every single
yes.
one. I didn't know that. I stand corrected, Dave mm-hmm. Harrigan, I think. We need to take a quick break. We'll come right back right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. It's time for the Lindis Time Check. Time to invest in a GAF solar roofing and receive free installation labor. It is 12:55. That is your Lindis Time Check. I love the comments that are coming in. I love people calling me on my BS. I love people shifting it, but that's what I want. It's okay to have these moments and talk to one another and share. Dave, you're saying all the same anger and vitriol that you're claiming that we, the Trump supporters, are spewing. And you're upset about it, aren't you? It's kind of crazy. What a dichotomy. Oh my God, you have a passion and a sense of how things are and you're wrong about it. Because you're saying it in an angry way. I agree. However, I'm not going to storm the Capitol about it. I'm not going to burn down the neighborhoods over it. Right? But I am going to vote in a way that makes me comfortable with the person that I hope gets the chance to run our country. So that's kind of where we are. And then somebody says, when did Trump say all illegal immigrants are rapists and murderers? You're throwing out a lot of quotes with zero sources, and you've said a lot of research. You just sound really fraudulent. Do some research for yourself. Show me articles. Send me articles. I'd love to see them where it says that that is not what he said, and then explains to me what was actually said in those comments. Can you do that for me? I'd love to see it, because if you go Google Trump's comments on illegal aliens and immigrants and where he believes they come in, it's they're rapists. They're killers. We're letting them in our country. He's not saying, hey, there's a big portion of them. He's not saying there's a small portion of them. He's just lumping them in a broad stroke comment.
Yeah, broad brush. That's right. What he does.
Yeah. And that's where it goes. And then he may even go back and say, well, obviously I didn't mean all of them, but all the ones that I'm aware of, which is saying the same thing, saying the exact same thing. The conversation can continue. We're going to lighten things up a little bit when we come back. We're going to do a little overrated, underrated, and properly rated. We'll do that. And we've got more time for conversations in the next hour and in hour three. In for Chad, I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. It's time for the Lindis Time Check. Time to invest in a GAF solar roofing and receive free installation labor. It is 12:55. That is your Lindis Time Check. I love the comments that are coming in. I love people calling me on my BS. I love people shifting it, but that's what I want. It's okay to have these moments and talk to one another and share. Dave, you're saying all the same anger and vitriol that you're claiming that we, the Trump supporters, are spewing. And you're upset about it, aren't you? It's kind of crazy. What a dichotomy. Oh, my God. You have a passion and a sense of how things are, and you're wrong about it because you're saying it in an angry way. I agree. However, I'm not going to storm the Capitol about it. I'm not going to burn down the neighborhoods over it. Right? But I am going to vote in a way that makes me comfortable with the person that I hope gets the chance to run our country. So that's kind of where we are. And then somebody says, when did Trump say all illegal immigrants are rapists and murderers? You're throwing out a lot of quotes with zero sources, and you've said a lot of research. You just sound really fraudulent. Do some research for yourself. Show me articles. Send me articles. I'd love to see them where it says that that is not what he said, and then explains to me what was actually said in those comments. Can you do that for me? I'd love to see it, because if you go Google Trump's comments on illegal aliens and immigrants and where he believes they come in, it's they're rapists. They're killers. We're letting them in our country. He's not saying, hey, there's a big portion of them. He's not saying there's a small portion of them. He's just lumping them in a broad stroke comment.
Yeah, broad brush. That's right. What he does.
Yeah. And that's where it goes. And then he may even go back and say, well, obviously I didn't mean all of them, but all the ones that I'm aware of. Which is saying the same thing, saying the exact same thing. The conversation can continue. We're going to lighten things up a little bit when we come back. We're going to do a little overrated, underrated, and properly rated. We'll do that. And we've got more time for conversations in the next hour and in hour three. In for Chad, I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO.